The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jamie and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What
is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Tua versus Kyler was everything we wanted it to be. The Bills beat the Seahawks. We have so much to get to, but we start where football ended last night in Tampa Bay. What happened? This was supposed to be the best game of the weekend. It wasn't just a blowout. The Bucks got waxed. Jalen, what happened?
You said it. The Bucks got waxed. And here's the thing. No question they won the offseason, in particular in the NFC. They won the in-season pickups, including adding AB. Mm-hmm. And I believe AB is going to be a positive, productive player for them, and I don't think he's going to cause any issues. However, this looked like a disinterested football team as well, Jacoby. I want to give Drew Brees his credit because he's picking these boys apart. Now, going into this game, it was the two 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks who first and second in total touchdowns in the history of the league. Drew Brees was out there throwing darts. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees is out there throwing darts, picking them boys apart. Michael Thomas had just returned and didn't even have to have a phenomenal game. Alvin Kamara didn't have a big fantasy game. Mm-hmm. What about Taysom Hill, Jacoby? He came in, he was making plays too. Sean Payton, Drew Brees, excellent at the quarterback position. They dominated the Bucs.
Absolutely. I think Drew Brees completed passes to every single player in a Saints uniform. It just seemed like he was spreading the ball around, not just check down, throwing it downfield. He looked great. It was also the other side of the ball was dominant as well. We talked up the Bucs defense, but it was the New Orleans Saints defense that showed up yesterday, giving Brady all kinds of problems. They picked him off. They pressured him. They sacked him. They were in his kitchen all day, and he did not look like the same Tom Brady that we have seen. And it just reminded me of that Monday night game when they barely beat the Giants. And then we have this game where they barely score a point, where they have some serious questions they have to answer in Tampa Bay. What do you think happens next with them?
They go back to soul searching, and rightfully so, when the team that you come to up in division have beaten you the way they've beaten you twice and made Tom Brady struggle to the point where 5 of his 7 interceptions all season are against the Saints. That's going to be an issue going forward, especially for the Bucs, who took a offensive lineman in the first round. And so when you get dominated by the defensive line the way they did and the Saints was getting the pressure that they was getting, you can't do anything. You can't pass. You can't run. But you know what else Tom Brady was doing? Throwing interceptions.
Sure
looking
was.
Unmobile. Looking immobile. Looking 40. You said it
he
on
was.
The call earlier. After watching football all day and then watching him at night, it was like, okay.
Exactly. I watched
dog days in the NFL.
I watched Russell Wilson and Josh Allen move the pocket, get escape, throw on the run. And then I watched Tua and Kyler just run and make things happen. And then you watch Tom Brady. It's like, okay, I'm not saying you can't be a pocket passer, be successful in the NFL. Don't get me wrong. But if you are a pocket passer, to be successful, you need to be protected. And they were not protected. My guy, Trey Hendrickson, sacked Tom Brady on 3 straight snaps. 3 straight snaps. Now, one of them is a penalty. It didn't count. But they were just sacking him over and over and over again. And he just couldn't move. Like, he used to be able to step up and slide to his left or slide to his right. He can't really do that the same anymore. And it was not any ever more evident than it was last night against the New Orleans Saints, who I really felt like going into that game was the second best team in this matchup. And I'm leaving that game thinking it is a huge gap with the New Orleans Saints over Tampa Bay. A lot of other games to get to. Another marquee matchup from yesterday were the Seahawks traveling into the Bills, where I predicted that they would be upset. And guess what? Josh Allen went off over 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 on the ground. What did you like from the Bills offense?
Well, you said it, the development of a young quarterback that's becoming a star overnight and a franchise guy that a lot of people have faith in, not only his strong arm from the pocket, but as you see, his ability to move the pocket and rush for touchdowns as well. We talked about their duo of backs, it's Singletary and Moss. Moss got him another touchdown. We know about Diggs on the outside. He basically gets 100 yards per game. But having a quarterback that you can rely on, that's most of the battle for Buffalo, because their defense, in particular against a guy like Russell Wilson, was crucial. And they were able to turn him over 4 times. As their quarterback scored, 3 rushing, 3 passing, 1 rushing, 4 TDs.
Exactly. This Seahawks defense isn't just bad. They are historically bad. They give up 362 yards a game through the air. Again, 362 yards a game through the air. They do create pressure and sacks. That was nice. But look at where they rank. Look at where they rank. They're amongst the worst in the league. You cannot win like that. It just cannot happen, because Russell Wilson didn't play that bad. He did have those terrible turnovers, but they put up 34 points. But the problem is the other team's going to put up 44 points. And they did get pressure. And see these plays right here? This is on a key possession. When they brought it to within 7 points, they got pressure. They brought Dunlop. They got Allen. They got Allen all flustered. They brought Adams. And what'd they do? McDermott, they were just like, we're going to throw a screen pass. Oh, you guys are going to come at us and blitz in the whole second half? We're just going to dump a little screen here, dump a little screen there, 30-yard chunks, ball game. Now we're up by 2 possessions. You see all that pressure they're bringing? Just dump it. Dump it and run. This is really, really smart from the Bills, who played great on both sides of the ball and do look like the best team in the AFC East right now.
Imagine being Bobby Wagner. You were one of the leaders of the Legion of Boom, and you add Jamal Adams, and you're one of the worst passing defense in the whole NFL. That's just a unique transformation for a player. But for Russell, he's missing Carson. I know we talk a lot about the bigger name backs in the league, but he is a 3-down guy that able to get you 100 yards rushing and take a lot of pressure off Russell. So not having him back there also was something I think that the Bills took advantage of.
And he turned the ball over, but he turned the ball over in really weird ways. Like, those 2 passes were bad, the ball security and not seeing the guy coming from the front side, not even the back side. It was an odd game for Russell, but it was a great game for the Bills, who further legitimized themselves as a true contender in the AFC. However, they do have some competition in the AFC East. But sometimes our show on ESPN switches networks into the Cardinals News Network. We picked the Cardinals as one of the teams that we were going to follow all season long. There was a huge matchup between 2 very dynamic and exciting quarterbacks, and it lived up to all the hype. It was eventually Tua and the Dolphins that would win this one just by a couple feet of a field goal. But Tua played great. Let's celebrate the young man from Alabama.
And when you're talking these 2 teams on a national stage, it's normally going deeper into the box score, because normally they don't make the cut based on the big-time national names. And so to have these 2 guys playing under center, the most important position in football, for Miami to basically, for public consumption, to have what's considered a no-name defense, and then all of a sudden have 1-3 straight, 2 with their phenom rookie quarterback that's a lefty, one of the 40 lefties to start in the NFL's history at the position, and for him to have those dynamic runs like that in the fourth quarter just makes me wish we'd have drafted him. Wish that we would have drafted him.
I know, we'll discuss that in a second.
That's all it makes me do. It just makes me wish we'd have drafted him.
This really should have gone into overtime. There was a 49-yard field goal that was missed short. But let's celebrate Kyler Murray, because when Kyler Murray tucks and runs, he is just so quick, so fast, so crafty with the jukes. He's impossible to take down. He ran for over 100 yards, and he's ran for over 60 yards in 6 games. Like, listen, I'm not going to overreact, but I'm going to overreact a little bit. He's challenging Lamar Jackson for the best running quarterback in the league. I'm not saying he's the best running quarterback in the league, but he is challenging Lamar Jackson for that title, because while he did lose this one, it was close, and Kyler Murray did everything that he needed to put his team in a position to win. Now, Jalen, it was a great day. It was a great weekend, to be honest with you, but there's There's something that we really need to discuss. It's going to be hard for you, okay? It's intervention time, Jalen Rose. It really is. Because something's happening in Michigan with your teams. The Michigan Wolverines football team, last week they lost to Michigan State. This week they lost to Indiana. And they didn't just lose, they got beat. And the Lions, they weren't even competitive against the Vikings. You need to end these emotional relationships, Jalen. You need to end these emotional relationships. It's time to say goodbye to your ties to these two teams. Defend your commitment to these two franchises that hurt you over and over and over again.
What team did you say first? I'm concussed from this weekend. Which team did you say
Michigan.
First?
Michigan.
Okay. Indiana was ranked higher than us going into the game, so I want to make sure I give the young men and their coaching staff credit. But Jacoby, when you haven't lost to a team since 1987 and you lose to them after you just lost to your crosstown rival Michigan State, after they just lost to Rutgers and then yesterday got the brakes beat off of them by Iowa, that becomes one of the worst losses I recall since probably Appalachian State? Maybe? And again, I don't want to take anything away from Indiana. Like, they're a Big Ten squad, and they've done a terrific job of building their football program. But there's a reason why we have the arrogance of Michigan. It's because we find ways to take care of business. Yeah, we don't always beat Ohio State. They've owned us the last two decades. In the last 10 years, Michigan State has, you know, they fought back. And I want to give them credit for building their program. But everybody else, we supposed to be waxing. And when
close.
That's not happening, it hurts my heart. Now let's talk about the Lions.
Rather not. But.
So let me get this right. We had Big Play Slay. He was all pro. We let him go. Mm-hmm. We draft the corner instead of having two really good corners, in our opinion. Matthew Stafford has been with us his entire career. He deserves better. I like the Staffords. But Tua, Justin, they were there. Justin is tall. He's in the pocket. He's 6'6". Tua, you seen him. Oh, Tua scrambled to the left. Evaded tacklers.
Jalen, it's time to let go. It's really time to let go of these two teams. They cause more hurt than joy in your life. It's time to let go. You know what? We're not doing this again next week. Next week, when both these teams lose again, we're not doing this again. Now it's time for you to look in the mirror and really put your happiness first. Put your mental health first. It's time to let go of these two teams. Jalen. We have two teams in the AFC, the Steelers and the Ravens, that both won their games but left me with some concerns. We'll detail that and much more, a lot to get to. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Grey Goose.
Next Wednesday, the 74th annual NBA draft. This will be a draft like none other. Not only will it be virtual, we have no idea who's going to go one. Expect a lot of trades and intrigue. It will be a fun one next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I expected the Steelers-Cowboys game to be a blowout. I thought that the Steelers would win by three or four touchdowns, but not only was it not a blowout, it was another comeback performance by the Steelers to beat the Cowboys. What did you think about the Steelers in this one?
But they remain undefeated. And as long as you have a veteran quarterback like Big Ben, being 8-0, continuing to stack those wins are going to be crucial late in the season, because at his age, you can't necessarily rely on him to play every game all season with his style. But the Steelers, what they did is they turned the locker room back over to Mike Tomlin and Big Ben and made them the leaders undisputed. And so now all of a sudden you see the young receivers falling in line and Big Ben able to be productive and not have to necessarily worry about feeding or featuring, you know, A.B. or Le'Veon Bell. That did something, I could tell, to his psyche. And so now that he doesn't have to, I think he threw the ball to 8 or 9 different people who caught passes, Jacoby. He was hitting whoever was open. He was literally just dialing in. And he was picking the Cowboys apart, and I wasn't surprised.
He was, and I do want to give a shout to Garrett Gilbert, who played pretty well for the Cowboys, but when they needed someone to step up, they had a problem with penalties on defense. Jalen, you saw it, you mentioned it. What do you think?
So if you look at the stat sheet, it's like, well, they had, what, less than 10 penalties. Well, any penalties is too much, but of the ones that they got in particular, they extended drives for the Steelers and gave them an opportunity to actually win the game when the Cowboys, as you mentioned, were playing so well, gave themselves a chance to win. They outrushed the Steelers. They were in position to, but those bad penalties at inopportune times cost them the game.
Now, not only was the Steelers having to come from behind against the trash Dolphins a reason for concern, Big Ben did something that Big Ben does pretty often, which is get hurt, but stay in the game and hobble around and be successful. Jalen, how concerned are you about Big Ben's health moving forward?
You said trash Dolphins. What I know you meant trash Cowboys. But either way, he's an older quarterback, and you talked about not being mobile. Of course, he's mobile within the pocket, and Tom Brady can be, and Drew Brees can be, but it's a different level of mobility in the game when you have guys like Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. And so, therefore, him standing upright and trying to shred tacklers at some point and people rolling into his leg, you might have to prepare for him to miss a couple of games. That's why it's important that when you don't play your best against teams like the Cowboys, you still find a way to win.
Whenever we discuss the Steelers, we say they're going to be great in the playoffs if Big Ben is healthy, and that still feels like the caveat that needs to be said every time we bring up the Steelers. Well, every time we bring up Patrick Mahomes, there's a question that comes to mind, Jalen. What's
Where
that question?
Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes was at it again, coming off a 5-TD performance. He had 4 TDs in this one. Jalen, what do you think?
Eric B. for president. That's what I think. Eric B. for president. You see the plays they dialing up, dog? Did you see Mahomes in the back? Look, here it is. Look at this. Don't act like you've seen this before. I haven't. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's just not fair. That's not fair, Jacoby. That is not fair. Look at that. Mahomes was in motion. Come on, dog. Come on, he out here playing with Eric B. and Mahomes is out here playing with Cap. And also, there's a lot of conversations about top receivers in the game. Y'all better put some respect on the Cheetah name. I know when we think of top receivers, you want to think of a prototype, and rightfully so. Certain amount of height, line up on one side. But the Cheetah gives you that. He gives you that electricity and that game-breaking ability. So to have him and Mahomes, and then you unlock Kelce and so many other weapons. I mean, look at Jacoby. Look at that play. Hey, dog. Come on, man. It's not even
fair.
I
do want to celebrate the Panthers for keeping this one close, and I also want to point out what Christian McCaffrey did in this game. Coming off a pretty bad injury, he's been out for weeks. He touched the ball 28 times. Like, they were not trying to slowly work him back into the offense. He went for over 150 yards and gave the Panthers a shot against the Super Bowl Chiefs. I love what they did with him. And we will also celebrate a play from Teddy Bridgewater later. You will not want to miss that. But right now, we have to go to another AFC powerhouse. That is the Ravens, who are playing another good AFC team, the Colts. It did not start well for the Ravens. Looked like an upset was brewing, but then Lamar Jackson turned it on in the second half.
He did turn it on in the second half. And the one thing about Lamar that is going to have to happen, ultimately, I think, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, is you look down at the stat sheet and the receivers put up some gaudy numbers every now and then. because the last couple of weeks, teams have been suffocating Andrews in the middle, and Lamar did a great job of being accurate yesterday and running the football, but to me, that's really what's going to unlock their offensive attack.
Both great AFC teams, the Ravens and the Steelers, came away with wins, but also gave a little reason for concern. Now, Jalen, San Diego Chargers, they don't just lose games. They lose games on the last play in spectacular fashion. And yesterday was no difference against division rival Raiders. This was the final play that they actually celebrated the touchdown on, only to have it overturned in time. How heartbreaking is this for the Chargers?
That's heartbreaking. I thought that was a touchdown, and I thought Peters in the other game for the Ravens was not an interception. They're the Los Angeles Chargers, but oh, I see the football. That is not a catch. That's a great call by the officials. How about this? That's the curse of what happened to Tyrod Taylor. He's right there in the locker room, too. That's the exact thing that should happen. You see that you got your franchise quarterback. Congratulations. But we're going to make sure he loses in heartbreak fashion for what you did to Tyrod. That's just karma. That's all.
It's tough. It is so tough. And one question I have for is, why was he celebrating like that? Like, you know you didn't catch it. You know in your heart of hearts you didn't catch it. You know they're going to replay it and overturn it. Why are you celebrating like that? You cannot fake the replay officials with the premature celebration. I've got a piece of video. The best thing that happened on a field last weekend was a missed tackle. I cannot wait to show it to you, Jalen Rose. Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on TV, but don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, listen to the podcast. We always have exclusive content on the podcast. Jalen, a lot of people are clowning Phillip Rivers for this attempted tackle, but I'm going to celebrate the effort. Not after he tackled himself. Look at him, the second effort right there, trying to take him down. Jalen, what do you think about this attempted tackle from Phillip Rivers?
The only problem is when the guy jumps over you and you're on your backside. You know, as another adult, you never want that to happen. Yeah. You know, I also lack of athleticism.
I want to show the effort from a quarterback in a successful play, and that is Teddy Bridgewater. Remember, this is fourth down. Watch Teddy Bridgewater completely sell out and get the first down. Salute to Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers for almost beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
What happened when they give you the check. You sacrifice your body.
We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Make sure you listen to our podcast. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content. Now, Jalen, I know you had a very tough time watching college football on Saturday, but you know I'm washed. And it was the Twins' birthday party. Shout out to Chloe and Margot. You know, there's a lot of big news came out on Saturday.
Happy birthday.
So I was tired. I was tired at the end of the day, but I'm like, you know what? Let me see what's up with this Clemson Notre Dame game. And they just kept me up all night. I couldn't turn it off. It was such a good game. Back and forth, double overtime. But then after the game, after Notre Dame upsets number one Clemson, what does the student section do, Jalen Rose?
Storm the court, storm the field.
What are you doing? What are y'all doing? So let me get this straight.
They stormed
the field. You spent 4 hours in the stand socially distanced, 6 feet apart from each other for 4 hours. And then you're just going to run onto the field.
David. Jacoby, how old are the twins?
5.
How old is Quincy?
7.
Okay. I have a junior in college. That's 20. And a freshman in high school. That's 14. And I got a secret for all of you adults. They're not socially distanced when we're not around. So that's really what that just exposed. Like, I agree with you. They were socially seated distance at the game, but guess what they were doing before and after the game? So it really didn't matter.
And the Notre Dame exactly. campus has already had some issues with the spread of the coronavirus, which is hitting an all-time record high right here in the U.S. All-time record high right here.
But you know what? I really believe that not only the victory, but just the ability to excel is something that you saw erupt in cities across the country over the last few days. And after that game, and by the way, Notre Dame's quarterback did a great job of rushing, and I picked the Golden Domers to win. But late in the game, watching the second string five-star quarterback for Clemson continue to get sacked on multiple plays,
DJ Uy on
it
the
made
limit.
Me feel like, as I looked at the scoreboard, yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, so it's 40-40. Trevor Lawrence wouldn't be going for that right now. I did say that. I said Trevor Lawrence would not be going for that right now. He would not be going for that right now. There's a reason he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, and there's a reason teams are tanking for him, and there's a reason that David Jacoby feels like that's the greatest prospect he's ever seen. Like, that's why I picked Notre Dame. But let me tell you what I did after the game, Jacoby. I watched Saturday Night Live.
Chappelle.
And I used to watch it growing up. Like, back in the day, Saturday Night Live opened a window to New York City and to comedy, correct, to the rest of the world that a Midwest kid just got exposed to. So just remembering all of the great acts and the comics that were on there and some of my favorite skits. This past Saturday kind of reminded me of the old days when Eddie Murphy and that crew was on there, seeing Dave Chappelle hosting. And it made me remember that we need to do something for the people that we promised. We need to do our comedy bracket.
We really
do. It's not NBA season. We should engage the people. We have so many comics we can get to come on the show and to contribute to this. We need to do our who's the greatest comic brackets. One side of the bracket, all black comics. The other side of the bracket, non-black comics. We have to do that, everybody. We came to a consensus that the comedy on Seinfeld is different than the comedy on Martin.
I'm feeling less and less that we can do the split the brackets that way. You know what I mean? It's 2020. But I think we got to mix it up. I think we got to stir up the drink and mix all the ingredients. You know what I mean? I think when we had that idea 4 years ago or whatever, it was a different time. So I feel like we gotta mix it up this time around. We can't be having the break up the brackets, in that way. Why? So Jalen Rose, he's putting up a finger like, yo, I got a point to make, let me talk. And while he's breathing in his water. So something I need the people need to take behind a curtain. Jalen Rose refuses to drink from a regular cup. So he was drinking from a flower vase one day. The next day he was drinking from like a snifter goblet. Like a snifter goblet. Today he's got a contraption with a metal straw, a plastic spill-free top, and like it looks like something you could get like the Sharper Image. It costs like $75, but you could just get a cup. But instead, he goes to the Sharper Image route. But continue.
Well, a couple of things. I was coughing because you finally said something funny while I was drinking water.
Rude.
I put my hand up so that wouldn't be on the program. But as you continue to talk 2 minutes later, I assume that it may or may not be. The other thing is the reason why I put water in vases and containers is because we have a water machine as tall as you. That
you
literally.
That? No, you said it every time. Let me explain something to you. Everybody has a water machine. It's called a faucet. Like, just because you have access to water doesn't mean you have to put it in extremely expensive water carrying items.
Well, if you try to put a bottle under there, you might spill some.
Okay.
So you just need a bigger item. That's all. Okay. But either way, what was I talking about before I really interrupted?
You were not. You inhaled some water, so I had to fill time so you could breathe again. That's what happened. You're not rudely
talking about.
We were talking about the comedy bracket.
What were we? Okay. That's what you said that made me laugh, and you're exactly right. We definitely need to mix up the brackets for obvious reasons, but the point still stands. We should still do it.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Let's still do it.
There's a lot of things that we talk about doing that we don't do, but this is one that we've talked about doing for too long. We got to do it. We got to do it. We absolutely have to do it.
And Reg DeLedge was right in my ear, correct. Seinfeld and Martin are in the same family.
No, Reg is not right about that.
He said different neighborhoods.
No, Reg is not right about that. He's absolutely incorrect about that. Jalen, a couple games we didn't get to. They're worthy of discussion. The Falcons and the Broncos. Now, you know I love Drew Locke. The Jeezy lip syncing. The post-game dancing last week when he beat the Chargers. And Drew Locke almost messed around and made it happen again. But there's certain times when he's on the field where I'm like, you look very not ready for this moment. And then there's other times where I'm like, this is the future of the franchise. What do you think of Julio Jones, Drew Locke, and that game?
I like that you're happy. And you know what I learned recently? Like, the pride that people that look like me have in a quarterback position, you're starting to get your faith restored. And guys like Justin Herbert and Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. We're
Drew
reclaiming
Locke
it.
Doing that dance.
Oh, yeah. We're reclaiming the position.
I noticed y'all trying to go for y'all reparations, but we ain't having it. We ain't giving that back. We ain't giving it. Tiger gave y'all golf back. But we ain't giving y'all the quarterback position.
You forgot about Trevor Lawrence coming through. Trevor Lawrence had come through and crushed the buildings. But Fields looks good, too. I can't wait till Fields plays Michigan.
His hair still blow.
How many touchdowns does Fields score in Michigan?
I can already see him on a Head and Shoulders commercial. They should be on the phone with him right now. Troy Polamalu and him in a commercial. I can see it right now.
Also, there's someone else I want to give a special shout to. Is gentleman by the name of Jake Luton. No one knows who Jake Luton is. You know what I mean? But Mitchell goes down. He gets the start against the Jags. Gets the first pass batted down the line. Second pass, chart, left side, 70-yard touchdown. And proceeded to look pretty capable. And also Garrett Gilbert. Like, Garrett Gilbert and Jake Luton have no business starting football games on Sunday. But they look pretty good. They look pretty good. Like, if I was their homeboy, I'd be proud of them.
You just made my point. Like, you named the only five white quarterbacks in the NFL.
I'm not gonna respect that statement with a response.
You're like, oh, he played so good. Wow. The guy in Dallas played so good. The guy in Jacksonville. He did. He got a touchdown on the second play. Let's talk about Nick Foles and their offense.
Whoa, I'd love to. If you look at the stats, right? Nick Foles had like 250 passing yards, two touchdowns. And like, if you didn't see the game, you'd be like, oh, Nick Foles is pretty good. You know? Like, if you saw the game, like, I think their longest run was from a linebacker on a fake punt, 11-yard run. Like, that was their longest play from scrimmage or something in the first half. They had two first downs in the first half on offense. They're so bad.
I got a couple of more cats that I want you to make sure you celebrate. You got to start giving Derek Carr his flowers. That'll make our producer Demetrius happy. And he was out there throwing some deep balls. And the Las Vegas Raiders, they got a victory.
Yeah. They beat the Chiefs this year.
Ryan Tannehill. Yeah.
Now, no, it's not Tannehill who needs flowers today. A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown. Like...
Ooh. Beast.
He's just been quietly
so
racking
underrated.
Up yards and touchdowns. Like, he's
such
just been.
A beast.
Everyone talks about Tannehill.
Yes.
It's always, well, is Tannehill an MVP? What do you think about Tannehill? Is he a game manager? What do you think about the Titans' pass rush? Isn't good. Like, one of the stories about the Titans' seasons thus far is A.J. Brown.
Well, I'm going to tell you two people that every time I'm looking up, they running deep. Kirk and Metcalf.
Oh, yeah.
They running deep every time. See, every time I'm watching the game, Before I look up, one of those guys, either for the Cardinals or for the Seahawks, they catching a 40-yard bomb.
Kirk,
and then here
Kirk
goes Rocket, Lockett to Rocket catching one.
Kirk had a great day. Did you see that one pass where Russell Wilson's, I think he's trying to throw it away. No, I think he was just like running around, runs to his left, turns back around the wrong way, facing the wrong end zone, running across his body, just kind of heaves it up in the air. Honestly, maybe trying to throw a perfect pass to Lockett, but maybe trying to throw it out the end zone, unclear. But then Lockett almost ran into it, turned into a touchdown. That was if Russell completed that one, I'd be like, he got drug test him or something. He's alien. We got blood test him, make sure he's human, because that was just unfair. I really felt like the Seahawks were going to win that game when they were down 7. It really felt like it. And also, Jamal Adams was impactful. Like, he was in the backfield making things happen. And Dunlap was doing some things as well. We do spend a lot of time talking about how terrible the Seahawks defense is, and they deserve it, but they do have pieces that I can see working. You know, you have Dunlap, Waggert, and Adams. They've got to be able to put this together. They can't be the worst passing defense of all time.
What you didn't name is other DBs. That's what you didn't name. So somebody go out there. Like, think about teams out there with 4 wides, people coming out the backfield, 5 wides, receivers lining up. They just throwing all over the lot on them. And then Russell, wow. All right, I got to play superhero. And that's how he got that interception in the end zone. That was a perfect example of that. He's like, I got to do something.
Good. Trying to do too much. Well, Jalen, one thing we have to do is give a shout out to Alex Trebek. Consistency doesn't get celebrated sometimes as individual moments of greatness. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there's something to be said for consistency every single day, over and over and over again. Like, that needs to be celebrated. Decades and decades of decades of just consistent high performance. Big shout out to Alex Trebek. RIP.
Another pod idea. Here's an easy one. We just need one human being to read us the Jeopardy questions. We should definitely be doing that on this show.
Well, let me tell you something.
Topics could be endless.
If you're in the back of a cab in New York City, you can push a button and get 3 Jeopardy questions, and there is nothing my son Quincy likes more than pushing that button and see if Daddy can get the Jeopardy questions right. And there's sometimes where I'm just like 3 for 3 nailing it. I just got real intellectual blind spots. Like, real intellectual blind spots. Like, there's some stuff where I'm just like, I ain't got it.
You know
what I mean? I ain't got it. You ask me the capital of another country, I'm just gonna be like, nah, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. No idea.
Yeah.
No clue. No clue. What's the capital of France? I'm like, I hope it's Paris, because I can't even name another Parisian named French city. Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is handing the show over to the people. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you do so, we'll put it on the show just like this.
All right, y'all. What's up? It's Tyler, all the way from Columbus, Ohio. You know how it is. All right, sauce move or boss move for y'all? Bringing fried chicken to Thanksgiving dinner. Sauce move or boss move, bringing fried chicken to Thanksgiving dinner. Shout out Reg the Ledge. All right, I'll holler at y'all later.
Oh, this is easy, Jeff. This is easy. Trevor wants to know, soft move or boss move, bringing fried chicken to Thanksgiving dinner.
Trevor, anytime you take the time to either cook food, order food, pick up food, and buy food with your own money, and try to deliver it, give it, serve it to other individuals while it's hot, especially if they don't live with you, that's always a boss move. I don't care what holiday it is, I don't care what birthday it is, I don't care what time of the day it is. Some food is a labor of love in my life. That's something I like to do. So if you're going to go to Thanksgiving dinner, not only are you not the person at the dinner complaining about the turkey, you brought a solution. Something that not only you can eat, but other people can enjoy as well. Boss move.
Absolutely. And I also feel like there's a reason we only put turkey on our plate one day a year. turkey isn't good. It's just not good. That's why you slather it in gravy. It doesn't, that's why you mix every bite with a little mashed potatoes or something. Turkey doesn't taste good. Fried chicken. How many restaurants, how many billions and billions of dollars do people spend on fried chicken every year? Oh, is there any turkey chains? Does Kentucky Fried Turkey exist? No, doesn't. Oh, is there one chain of all the different types of foods? Auntie Annie's got pretzels. Pretzels got their own chain. No turkey chains. Huh, I wonder why not. That's interesting. Never heard of a turkey chain. Oh, you know what? I eat turkey exactly one meal a year outside of cold cuts. Cold cuts don't count. Turkey, roast turkey, hot turkey ends up on my plate once a year, and I get one small piece. Turkey is the least enjoyable thing on my Thanksgiving plate every single season. You can skip the turkey in my house. Go fried chicken only.
Well, the only thing I can add to what you said is you just ain't really been exposed to deep fried turkey.
Okay.
But I'm not a fan of white meat per se, even with chicken. Like, I don't love breast. I don't really love chicken tenders. I'll eat them, but that's not what I prefer. I think that's the same thing as it relates to turkey, Jacoby. It's also more readily available in November. So when you go to the market, you're gonna see turkeys everywhere. But in December, you're not.
Can I ask you a question?
But you know what else they continue to sell though? Turkey Fried legs.
Chicken. Fried chicken.
Turkey legs. I'm not gonna say turkey is as good as chicken because it isn't.
Not even close.
But I'm not gonna allow you to say that turkey does not taste good, especially deep fried turkey. I don't prefer white meat. So when I do eat turkey, I gotta grab the leg.
Okay. I just think that people talk about turkey and Thanksgiving dinner like turkey even matters. It's nothing to do with the turkey. The turkey's just there. It's about everything else. The turkey is just there. It's about everything else on that plate.
Well, the turkey provides nostalgia and stability. It's really a symbol. It's more of when people get money, the first thing they buy for the house are things that they don't necessarily play, like a piano or a pool table. And you buy them. And then you just walk by them all of the time. Kids walk by them. It's more ceremonial. That's what the turkey represents.
Do you know what the turkey?
Stability.
The turkey's for the gram. That's what the turkey is. The turkey's for the picture. The turkey looks really good in the picture of the spread or that little video of the spread before you start getting into it. But everything else is for your stomach. The turkey's for the gram.
Turkey's been around 400,000 years before the gram. You can't act like turkey trying to piggyback off
opinions.
The hype on the ground.
These are my opinions. I take like one slice of turkey meat. Listen.
Do you like white meat?
Okay, let's say we pulled 100 randomly plucked people from around the country and we said, would you rather have fried chicken or turkey with your Thanksgiving meal? How many do you think would say turkey?
Chicken is more popular than turkey. You're not breaking
That's
any
my point.
News. I'm asking
That's my
you,
point.
Do you who said chicken? Who said turkey was more popular than chicken? No one
I'm
in the history.
I'm saying we would
no
rather have chicken,
that.
So why don't we eat it? Why are we subjecting ourselves to this inferior, bird meat?
I just told you why. The same reason why. Man, you're such a Grinch. The same reason why you have pumpkins for Halloween. You're not eating those.
No. We got time for one more voicemail.
Okay.
I heard it's a good one. Jalen, I heard it's a good one. I've got some intelligence from our producer, Andrea. Let's listen to the next voicemail.
Okay. Who's our final day with us for now? We appreciate you.
What up, Jalen and Jacoby? It's your boy, Jay, out of the Mile High City, 303.
Yep.
Medicinal. We need some advice. Me and my girl, we've been dating for 3 years now. Super strong relationship. I'm gonna marry this girl, but we are going on a date with another female who happens to be our friend. And just need a heads up on what to expect and any advice. All right. Thanks for any advice in advance. Peace.
Big shout to Jay. Big shout to Jay. So Jay is in the Mile High City, and he's Mile High himself. He's going to marry this girl. They've been together for 3 years, and they're going on a date with another female. And first of all, I'm flattered that he asked me what to expect, because I don't know. I've never been on a date with two women, one being my girlfriend, I'm going to marry, and one being someone new. So Jalen, what should he expect, and what advice do you have for him?
Heaven on earth. That's what he should expect. Like,
you know what? I just thought of something. Jay, I do have some really good advice for you. Do you know what? You should just get out the way and try to foster a relationship between the two of them. That's your play. Don't try to talk too much. Don't try to impress anybody. You're really there as a conduit for the two of them to click and have chemistry than it is for you to create chemistry with this new lady. Like, you should really be there. Your 100% goal should be, I want them to be as comfortable as possible with each other. I want them to laugh at each other. I want them to create the connection. It's not about you. So my advice to you is play the background, be social lubricant, and I said lubricant, and just do your best to foster a relationship between the two of them. Sorry to interrupt, Jalen Rose, continue.
You're not sorry to interrupt, you do it all of the time, and I don't mind. Shout to the 303 Denver, the squad that drafted me. Jacoby gave great tips, and I want to add to what he's saying. This is in addition to what Jacoby just articulated, because what he articulated was perfect. The next thing you have to do is, at some point, if you guys start to spend a lot more time together and any of your goals and your 3-year dating girlfriend goals and or mission comes true, the advice I'll give, equal time. Equal time, equal attention.
It's an election cycle. Yeah, it's an election cycle. Equal time is very important. You know what I mean? Equal time is
equal time, equal attention.
Fundamental paternalistic.
When the presidential race is being decided and it might be a swing state, guess what the candidates were doing? They were on the ground.
Oh, there's gonna be a swing state. Oh, there's gonna be a swing state. There's gonna be a swing
state. Right. And make sure you follow up with us and let us know how it's going. And then lastly, here's another thing. I got the number one advice. The number one advice. Don't tell none of your friends.
Mm.
Don't tell none of your friends.
Mm.
Don't tell none of your friends. You tell them like 3 years later. Don't tell them nothing. Don't tell them. You don't need them judging you. You don't need them judging Mm-mm. your girlfriend. You don't need them judging Mm-mm. the other friend. You don't need them hating on you. You don't need them now following the friend and DMing her. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. And keep us posted.
Yeah, don't say nothing, but make sure you call into a popular podcast so we can expose all the details in a follow-up call. That's great. That's my.
It's way different. It's way different in your life. I'm pretty sure it's more than one Joe that lives in Colorado.
Jay. Yeah. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure it's that ain't even his name.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He didn't give his name. No, he didn't give his name. You know what? Yeah, I support
that's short.
All of your efforts.
Yeah, that's short
and we
for
definitely
someone.
Need a follow-up.
We got
we
love
definitely
for
need
you,
a
Jay.
Follow-up. And just another piece of advice is you said you're going
hey,
on a
Jay,
date,
here,
right? You said this could be an exploratory hang session. You know what? You don't have to. Not everything needs to happen on just one date. Build some chemistry. Make sure you're comfortable with each other. You know, invest some time that could pay back later potentially. Jay, I'm rooting for you.
And also, Jay, and also, you have to make sure you show them that you're a giver. You know, like it's great that y'all going to a restaurant and things like that. But at some point, you know, y'all got to invite her over And then you kind of host, and you kind of take the lead, and you kind of cook, and you kind of, you know, do all of the things that stereotypically the man calls for the woman or women to do for him. You do,
Jalen,
that.
I just had a revelation. Jay, Denver, it's Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray, let us know how this happens. Let us know how it goes. And you can use your full name next time, Jamal. We understand you want to be on the low. You know what I mean? But this is definitely Jamal Murray. We will be back tomorrow and in the future. We'll be back with an update from Jamal Murray's date.
We're not done. We're not done.